All right, so I'm not sure what I'm going to title this yet. Probably signs that you're a hellbound sinner. Signs that you're a hellbound human. Some of this stuff just comes to my mind. I don't even know why, but it's like somebody needs to hear it. A lot of people think they're saved. They're not. One sign that you're probably not saved is you don't love the scripture. You don't love the Bible. Another thing is you don't believe the Bible is the absolute truth. Another thing would be that you don't believe that the Bible was written by God instead of men. A lot of people who study the religions and all, they say the Bible can't be true because it was written by man, but the Bible was inspired by God through man. Let's see if we can come up with some more reasons why you're probably a hellbound sinner. If you vote Democrat, that's a red flag in itself. I'm saying it's a pretty big red flag. It's a pretty big red flag. You might say, why? Well, they don't believe in Adam and Eve being married. They don't believe in life, the human life. They don't believe that a baby's a living creature. They believe that it's okay to kill a baby, you know, a fetus. They call it a fetus, but that's just the French word for baby. So if you're supporting Democrats, that's a huge red flag. Maybe you're ignorant, but I don't know any born-again person. There's another sign. If you've never used the word born-again, you might not know what born-again means. And if you don't know what born-again means, you're not born-again. You're not saved. Because when you get born again, you know it. But anyway, no church that's really a true church is going to tell you to have an abortion. No church is going to tell you to do that. You don't have conviction of sin. You don't love the Word. You think other books are just as much equal weight as the Word. The Word is your litmus test. Yeah, the Bible's written. The truth is written everywhere, yes. But you have to use the Bible to see it. You have to use the Bible to see the truth. If you don't see the truth through the eyes of the Scripture, then you're going to be convoluted in your thinking. You're going to have stinking thinking. I really am not being, this is not really funny. I mean, I kind of laugh, but it's not really funny. Your soul is important. God wants your soul to be saved. And if you're listening to this, hopefully you realize if you don't believe in hell, that's another sign. If you don't believe in heaven, that's another sign. Some of these truths, some of these doctrinal truths, all a person speaking that can't understand the doctrinal truths, the basic doctrinal truths, the heaven and the hell, conviction of sin, it's faith alone and Jesus alone. If you think you got to be good enough to get to heaven, you're probably not saved. Because it's not about being good. Because there's none good, no, not one. All men are sinners. I'd say if you have an addiction that you can't break, like alcoholism, I mean, that's a red flag too. I've rented to people, and I've worked around a lot of people. And the industries that I've been in, it's really like service. you know, especially with the rideshare, I've talked to a lot of people. In 8 years, I've talked to a lot of people. But in my careers that I've had, I've talked to a lot of people. I'm actually in the places that they live, in their apartments or in their rooms or in their repairing stuff. I'm always around people and their residents. And if you see a Buddha, if you have a Buddha on your table, you're probably not saved. You're probably a hellbound sinner. If Buddha's on your desk, if you got a picture, I mean, a little statue of Buddha, or you got all these little elephants that you're, some people put elephants out, you know, you're probably not saved. I've talked to them. I know what I'm talking about. I've been around the course long enough to know a person's belief system just by the objects in their room or in their house or in their apartment. I work with the phone company. I've talked to people. I had to go in people's houses. I did apartment maintenance for years, and I know what people put in their houses, their decorations, you know. And a lot of it reveals their spiritual state. You go in a room with some woman's got a bunch of candles that she's and she got some wicker furniture, and she's got some beads and nettings, and she's got a dream catcher on the wall. She's not, 99% chance she's not born again. She thinks she's saved. A lot of them think they're saved. But they'll tell you, they're actually trying to trap you. They're trying to trap you. They sold their soul to the devil, a lot of them. And so they're going to tell, I mean, if the devil's a liar and they're children of the devil, what are they doing? They're liars. They're children of murders. I mean, this is real, people. There's some subtle ones that are very subtle. Like I say, if you hold other books as high up as the Bible, something wrong. And so here's another one that's really subtle, but it's so obvious when you see it and meditate on it. The people who worship Mother Earth or the creation of any kind, what they'll do is a lot of these people, a lot of these websites, I watched them over the years, and it used to make me mad. I'm not mad anymore. I just feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the people that don't see it. A lot of the websites, and like Suicide Sheep, he's telling you he wants to see the sheep commit suicide. It's what he's telling you right there. But there's websites that magnify man. You know, it's okay to compliment a human and in their endeavors, but they actually take it to the extreme. They worship mankind. Some woman who's dancing, they'll put her up, or a singer, or a basketball player, a football player. They magnify mankind. And look what they can do. Look what they do. And I mean, they just put, you know, they had that one woman that was riding a bike, you know. She was able to do acrobats on a bicycle. They worshipped her, you know. They thought she was the greatest thing ever. If they worship the creation but never mention the creator, that's a huge red flag, because they worship the creation over the creator. Romans 1. And it says, God sends them strong delusions, and they go down a rabbit hole that they never return, usually. If a person's saved, I'll say, okay, let's say, here's another one. If a person's saved and they do some wrong, they're going to get a scourging. They're going to get a spanking. But a person who's not saved, the devil's not going to spank them. They're going to destroy themselves over time, but they're not going to get a spanking from God. Because it's God scourges his own. He spanks. If you've never had a spanking from God, that's a red flag that you're probably not his. You're a bastard. You're not saved, most likely. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is, people. I'm sorry. The chances of you being saved and never had a spanking from God is is very slim. The most likely you're not saved. Let's see if that's the restaurant. Another red flag is if you don't want to see, if you're not hoping that people get saved. I mean, you know, there's people out there that say they're saved, but you never hear them say hallelujah or praise God somebody got saved, or you never hear them talk about hoping somebody gets saved. If you've never been saved, you don't know what it means and how much joy it brings to get saved. I just made a turn because I'm going to sit over here and eat my little sandwich here. And there's a bar across the street. And if you'd rather hang out with the bar people than the saved people, that's another sign. Birds of a feather flock together. Let me put this on pause, see if other stuff comes to my mind. But if these are actual signs that you're probably a hellbound sinner going straight to hell in a handbasket, and it's sad. So if you don't love the brethren, that's a sign. If you love the world more than you do the saved people, that's a big sign. If you can't forgive anybody, that's a sign. I'm not saying you should let the boundaries down. If you still have bitterness from something and you can't let go of bitterness, that's a sign. If all you're doing is living in bitterness and hate and anger all the time, that's a red flag. The Holy Spirit in you is an overcomer. It's not you, it's Christ in you. So if you're not able to overcome ever, that's another sign. And it could be who you're hanging out with, hanging around with. If you think Hollywood's normal, that's a red flag. If you don't see a problem with politics, that's a red flag. There's a lot of people think they're saved and they're so into politics it ain't even funny. But then if you really think about politics, if you really speak the truth, you're not going to rise up in it. It's the devil's system. How are you going to rise up in the devil's system? The only way would be if you're like Daniel. Or who was it? Joseph. God had a purpose for him. And the king trusted him, you know. Who was was it? Who else was it? Was it Mordecai or somebody? But any time that you rise up in the system, there's always going to be an anti trying to kill you, trying to take your place, because they just, that's what they worship, power. That's all they care about is power. Everything out of their mouth is, they've got to put out this front. I mean, if you really think about it, the Jezebel spirit is all these flying monkeys that are fake. So they want to intimidate. They want to accumulate a lot of people. To get others to say, oh. I mean, think about the follower thing online. These Hollywood stars that want to accumulate all these followers, why are they really doing that? To make money, to get, they can go to the writers, the script writers, or the movie makers, and say, look at all my followers. If you hire me as an actor, I'll get a bunch of people watching this movie. You'll get rich. And all your societal stuff is based on lies. The movies, the politics, when you start to speak the truth that everything is the now, everything's in Christ, everything points to Jesus, it's all held together by Him, it's all a worship service. When you start to say stuff like that, people have to go away, because the absolute ultimate truth that it's a worship service, that it all points to Jesus, they can't handle that. It's impossible for them to listen to that when they have their own agenda where they want to be God. They have to go away. It's like when you walk in a room with a bunch of unsaved people. There's two different kingdoms right there in the room. Two different worlds. They don't understand you, and because they don't understand you, they don't like you, you know, because they don't like anything they don't understand. I went ahead and bought a movie again just to watch it again, the Doctor Strange movie, just to try to decode some stuff. And Wanda the Witch, she wanted the fake kids that she created, she wanted to get them back and go to the multiverse and take their mom, steal their mom and take her place. You know, she was going to go to the multiverse to raise the kids, you know. But he said, it's not real. But anyway, she had to actually go over there, and they were scared of her. They were afraid of her. And she had to be face to face with what she was doing. So she was justifying killing people because of what she wanted. She was trying to create her own world, her own multiverse, her own reality, right? She was trying to create her own reality. And because she couldn't, get it, she was angry, right? But at the end, the lady revealed that the children were scared of her because it wasn't her real mom. It wasn't their real mom. And so she had to face her own insanity before she woke up. And most people never wake up, but when they do face, and when they do face their own insanity, most people never admit they were wrong. I heard somebody this week say, She had a situation, and she evidently woke up about some stuff. She said, you know, I realize that the children, if they see fighting and arguing in the home, which a toxic home, they're going to grow up with a toxic mind. Toxic mindset. I said, yeah, you got that right. Scarlet Witch, Wanda, she had to come face to face with the evil that she had done. And the only way she was able to come face to face with the fake reality, she was wanting to believe that fake reality. A lot of people want to manifest a perfect life, you know? But how you gonna manifest a perfect life if something inside ain't right? Even if you manifested a life that you thought was perfect, you would ruin it because your character hasn't changed enough to live in that life. I know for a fact, one of my exes, her character, she might think she improved her situation financially or whatever, but her character's not right. So I don't care where she goes, what city she's in, who she's with, her internal's not right. And so therefore, what does that mean? Nothing's right. If your internal's not right, then nothing outside could be right, because it's all internal. Once you get your heart right and get your mind right and get your soul lined up with the truth, then you can be happy no matter what. Even if you haven't manifested the perfect life, it's already the perfect life because you got your internal right. A lot of people say, I'm going to manifest. You already are manifesting. What are you talking about? Everything you do is a reflection. So I'm going to manifest. Well, you better start working on the inside. Because if you don't work on the inside, you're going to keep manifesting the same stuff you've been manifesting. And if you keep hanging out with this, with the goats, that's all you're going to get is goats. The goat life. You can manifest all day long, but if your heart ain't right, you're going to just reflect back what's in your heart. And if you try to do it without Jesus, you're going to be totally disappointed. You might make some money, but you're still not going to be happy.